Hello, this is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. And if this is your first time, we're blogging from historic Hyde Park, New York. And I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. And my focus will be on the love, forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously in this life. This is Basic Christianity 202, post 53, entitled The Abundant Life, Part 4. Over the last couple of posts, our focus has been on Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And we said that seeking the kingdom means seeking the spiritual kingdom of God on earth today. This means that our behavior reflects what we believe heaven is like. Earlier in the same chapter of Matthew, chapter 6, but this time beginning in verse 9, is a familiar prayer known as the Lord's Prayer. And it goes like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, I want you to pay special emphasis on your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can you see it? We can have all of the benefits of heaven right now. Heaven, you must agree, is a blessed place. It's a place of abundance. And we don't have to wait until we pass away to enjoy some of those benefits right here on earth. See, this is what the abundant life is about. It's experiencing God's goodness, experiencing his blessings in our lives now. Now, having said that, there is a principle that's important to remember, and that is that God can't bless what he doesn't approve of. Let me say that again. God cannot bless what he does not approve of. So it's important to know what he does approve of. And this brings, at least immediately in my mind, three verses. The first one is found in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 12. Jesus says, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is the familiar, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is an important concept to really build into your life. The second one is that comes to my mind, at least, is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 8, often referred to as the love chapter. And we often hear this at weddings. But it describes what love is truly about. It's not just simply an emotion, but it is a decision to love unconditionally. And the scripture says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked. It thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. The third scripture that comes to mind is Galatians 5:22, and this is often referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As you can see by the combination of all these three scriptures I've referred to, we're talking about a change of heart, a change of attitude, a change of behavior that only the Holy Spirit can do in your life as you yield, as you surrender to him. So how do I experience the abundant life? How do I enter into it? How will I know that I'm on the right path? The key question you have to ask yourself is, are you a fruitful member of God's kingdom? You see, fruitfulness is the key to the abundant life or having more than enough. Jesus told many parables. He told stories. He used illustrations. And in those, he most often used agricultural terms like seeds, wheat, tares, vines, grapes, sowing and reaping, harvesting. In essence, if you think about it, Jesus was talking about growing and maturing. In a nutshell, living Matthew 6:33, and let me remind you, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Means that you're being fruitful, because being fruitful is the surest way into the blessings of God. God's looking for people who are holy and sanctified. I know that sounds beyond our reach, but really it means to be focused on the things of God and to realize that you've been separated for God's purpose. Colossians 1 verses 9 through 12 says the following. "For this reason," this is the Apostle Paul speaking, "since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you. And we ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light." Now, to be sure, there are obstacles to being fruitful. Jesus promises us an abundant life if we're fruitful. But as I said, there are things that can interfere with our being fruitful. The parable of the sower, which is found in three of the Gospels, clearly illustrates what these obstacles are. And I'm gonna take it from Matthew chapter 13, 1 through 17. And the parable of the sowers, if I'm sure you've read it or heard it before, describes four different categories of people who are exposed to the good news. Now, the good news is not only about salvation, but the good news is about living the abundant life. Wouldn't you agree that's good news? And he describes it as seed being sown. And the first seed is sown by the wayside, off the beaten path. And it says the birds come and destroy it. The second seeds are thrown on the hard ground, and they have no roots, and so they get scorched when the sun comes up. The third example are seeds that are thrown among the thorns, and the thorns grow so rapidly and it chokes them out. But the fourth seed is sown on fertile ground, where there's 160 and a 30-fold increase. That's fruitfulness. Now, you might say, as I'm sure the listeners at that time must have been confused or weren't quite clear about what Jesus was saying. Well, Jesus had to explain this parable, and he begins that in verse 18. Let me read that to you. "Therefore, hear the parable of the sower." Verse 19, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one, devil, Satan, comes and snatches away that which is sown in the heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside, off the path." In other words, they receive the lie that God doesn't love them, that God doesn't receive them, that God is not a good God. Then verse 20, "But he who receives the seed in the stony places, that is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, no depth, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles." And that's the person who loses focus and would rather please people than please God. Then verse 22, the third seed. "Now he who receives seeds among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." And of course, that's speaking about the attractions and the pleasures of the world, which can very often cloud our judgment. But then verse 23 says, "But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and he understands it. And he indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60 and some 30. In other words, he hears the word and he becomes a doer of the word. Entering into the abundant life means being fruitful. And that means to hear and do the Word of God. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. And if you like what you heard, then I encourage you to go to our website, which you can find at www.pastorvicsnuggets.com or www.pastorvic.com. Please feel free to make a comment. And also want to tell you that if you go to that website, you'll be able to discover that we are now podcasting our show. Okay? So God bless you. Look forward to seeing you the next time. Amen.